13-0. Collins leads it after three quarters of play, and defense has been the name of the game for Collins so far here tonight. Really for both teams. Both defenses played extremely well.
Yeah, Franklin has been put in some short fields. Yeah.
The offense of Franklin has put them, their defense in some bad spots. Franklin County will open up the fourth quarter, first and 10 from the 16-yard line.
Back to their original starting quarterback, aren't they? I can't tell. Is that the starter? Is that the runner? I can't tell.
I think that's number six. Six, Jeremiah Green. We saw him come in and play one snap in the first half.
Or something.
So you got the starting quarterback over on the right side, number nine, Sanderson.
Brayna Meyer was the homecoming queen.
Yeah, the homecoming queen, Brayna Meyer, meant to announce that.
Now it's first and five.
They got a five-yard penalty on Collins. I never saw the – I don't know.
Wait a minute, now we're moving the chain.
Must have spotted the ball incorrectly.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Franklin, the ball will be, when it's said and done, at the 23-yard line, first and 10, Flyers. So now we're set. Jeremiah Green at quarterback for the Flyers. Seen him run out of this quite a bit. Takes it. He's looking to throw. Throwing down the middle of the field and complete to Kennedy up at the 45-yard line.
Collins went back to more of the 4-3 look that time, or four down lineman look for one play. Now it looks like maybe they're going back to 3-4.
So Leland Carwell, a little gimpy, making his way back to the line of scrimmage. Green will stay at quarterback. Five wide set here. Motion to Vance. He fakes. He's going to run it himself right through the middle of the field. Got plenty of room to run, and he's finally tackled inside the 40-yard line by Quentin Murphy.
Quentin back playing safety now. Nashawn is up walking around over here on the sideline with his helmet on, so looks like he's still having a little discomfort there in one of his legs.
So Green looking maybe to be a little more of the running look, run a little bit of read option out of the shotgun. Turns and fumbles the snap. Nowhere to run with it, and will be sacked back at the 45-yard line. Snap was right to him, just couldn't get his hands on it.
Leland's having a little trouble out there. He broke through but then fell down. Now he's coming off, limping off. I never seen anybody come on, though. Oh, he's just talking to him. What's we doing? I guess he's going back out there.
Leland, you're right, really limping, playing that nose tackle position. Second and 17. Green takes a snap, dropping straight back, looking in the middle of the field. Got a man wide open, and ball is incomplete. Big hits on the play attempted for Hurst, but Quentin Murphy laid a big lick on him down at about the 15-yard line, knocked the ball loose. That's two times, Scott, we've seen guys open down the middle of the field. Green, not with the strongest arm, had to put a lot of air on that ball to get it there.
Yeah, I thought that ball should have been picked, really, about as much air was under it. But
10:35 to go here in the fourth.
Nice hit by Pookie. Come up and knock the ball loose.
13-0 Titans. Franklin County with it. Third and 17 from the 45. Motion from Kennedy. It's going to be a run play the entire way. Kennedy acting as a lead blocker for Green. Green slips through the first wave of tacklers, but then tackled there by Sam Harrod down at about the 38-yard line.
A nice tackle there by Sam. One-on-one tackle right there.
See Jacob Dale coming off the field holding his left hand.
It's going to be fourth and 11 right here.
Kyle Goss checks in for him. Big fourth down play here. Franklin County down two scores. They're going to go for it. Fourth and 11 at the 38-yard line. Just under 10 minutes to go. Clock continues to roll. Quarterback run here again by Green, trying to get to the outside, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield by Zach Stucker. We mentioned Stucker and Eads, how well they played here tonight. Another big play on fourth down, but Scott, was it a surprising play call with a quarterback run on fourth and 11?
That's about as surprising as Mike Tomlin's play calling last night. I don't know. You're not going to make fourth and 11 in a quarterback run. I mean, just stretch it out. I mean, he wasn't even no threat to throw.
He ended up losing 6 yards on that last play.
Now you'd like to see Collins have some clock here.
But how big has Stucker and Eads been here tonight?
Oh, man, that just tells you, you can't go back and play games again. But Zach Stucker made a huge difference the last couple of weeks. Now, Boyle County was just better.
Yeah, Boyle County's is good. That's true.
But I think Zach would have made a big difference last week. Of course, the defense played well last week, so it's kind of hard there.
9.5 to go here in the ball game. Lucas Quarterback run. J.R. trying, cuts it back inside of midfield. Got the first down, down near the 45 of Franklin County.
How is that not a flag?
And we do have a flag after the play. A little chippiness on both sides.
Well, no, the guy was playing on top of J.R. and Kyle Goss come to help him out, help his guy out, and then the guy just pushed him. That's got to be against Franklin County.
Yardage was good enough for a first down. Down, they marked him forward progress to the 46. Now we got Franklin County player Johnny Rodriguez joining with some of the Collins players on the sideline.
A lot of chippiness in the Shelby County Franklin County game last week. Said Franklin County runner doing a lot of extracurricular activities, as they say. I said it again.
Two times in a night. I'm proud.
Now we got activities out too.
First one went against Collins. Second one went against Franklin. And then an unsportsmanlike will go on Franklin. So I guess it'll be a net 15 yards.
Well, that was crazy.
Or is that just all
there's
offset?
No way that's a personal foul on Collins. I've seen the whole incident.
Well, I think the first one they called on both those guys. One
well,
for laying on, the other one for pulling him off the pile.
Well, yeah, it's just a pitiful call because I've seen the whole incident.
You know, in the, I think college football, or
yeah.
The NFL wants an automatic personal foul by pulling an opposing player off the pile.
All right, well. I didn't know we was playing professional football. I ain't seen an instant replay yet.
Net 15 yards for Collins at the end of the day. It'll mark them down to 31 yards.
The real question is, what's the percentage you get an onside kick in professional football?
I'm hoping we don't have to waste enough air time on that tonight.
What are we doing over here? We're talking to this guy. He's already called it. Get him off the field. Let's play. It's cold and raining. I mean, you ain't got to explain that guy.
Ball's a 31-yard line.
Let him get control.
Collins will have it. First and 10. Clock continues to roll. 9:25, clock moving, or should be moving. There he goes. Lucas leads the team back to the line of scrimmage. Four receiver set. Connor White in the backfield. Not seen Nashawn Roseberry since he went out earlier in the game. He'll turn, he'll hand to Connor. Connor breaking to the outside, down at the
Woo!
20. Makes another man
Woo!
To the 15, down to the 10, still on his feet.
Woo!
To the 5, carrying guys to the 4-yard.
What a run, what a run, what a run.
Connor White, quick feet. And he used every bit of it, but that carry all the way down to the 4.
You know, if you get a transfer midseason, you like to get a good one. Just saying. You know?
Like the ball marked close, maybe to the 3, be first and goal from the 3-yard line.
Like to see him finish right here, put this ball in the end zone.
Lucas stays shotgun, White to his right. He'll turn, he'll hand to Connor again. Connor ducks his head, but we hit at the line of scrimmage. This will go no gain. 20 to go in this one. 13-0 Collins, but a touchdown here would be big. Lucas turns, hands to White again. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, behind the line, to the 5 or maybe close to the 6-yard line.
Colton got blocked somebody. Colton didn't miss his block right there.
So they started first and goal from the 3. After two plays, they're backed up now, all the way back to the 8-yard line.
I think you're going to see this little
comeback?
Comeback pattern, yeah. I couldn't think what it's called. But I might be. I've been trying to call for it all night. Undefeated.
Lucas in the shotgun.
Here it comes.
Rolling to his left side. He's covered. Nowhere to go with it. Still on the move. Trips over a man. Gets down to the 5.
They knew that play was coming. Good defense there by.
Linebacker really dropped back there in coverage. Scott took that play away.
Yeah, that's good scouting there by Frank.
Scouting ahead right there. So Noah Bruner will come back on for another field goal attempt.
This would make it. You got the still a two-score game,
yeah,
but two scores two-point conversions.
This will take us under 7 minutes to go in this.
What's the percentage rate of getting two-point conversions in high schools? I think it's 27.2%.
If anybody would know, I know it would be you.
Thank you.
This will be a 22-yard attempt. Snap back, kick up. And the kick is good. 6:42 to go. Collins extends their lead. They now lead it 16-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Bruner set to kick this one off. Back deep for the Flyers. Marks.
And the ball fell off the tee.
The second member back deep. 16-0.
Give it up.
Collins continues to lead it. Defense continues to play extremely well. We'll see how they elect to kick this one into this wind here, Scott. One return they did get. They got a good return past midfield. We'll see if they elect to kick it deep or just squib it down the middle of the field.
I'd say squib it down the middle of the field.
Bruner looking to Coach Lucas, and he gives him some directions. We'll see what he does here. And he just blasted deep. This one will hit at the 10 and hit off a Franklin County player. Finally gets it at the 5, being chased from behind by Collins, but plenty of room to run. Cuts it up the middle of the field, but only still gets it back to the 22-yard line.
Maybe that's something they teach in Franklin County, because I've seen Ryan Timmons do that a lot last week.
What's that?
Just field the balls inside the 2. I know you guys field it on a kick, but you know what I mean.
6:32 to go with this one, 16-0.
Doug, did Ryan Timmons go to Franklin County?
Yes.
Thank you. I had a disagreement here in the press box.
Sanderson back at quarterback. He gets it out to Vance, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Name him again, Zach Tucker. He's been everywhere on the field here tonight. And that'll go for about a 2-yard loss, maybe a 3-yard loss, back to the 21-yard line. Clock continues to run. This play here will take us under the 6-minute mark. Sanderson back at quarterback. Stucker changes position on this field from the left side to the right. Sanderson completes it, and once again, Zach Stucker on the play of the tackle. This time, go for about a 10-yard gain. It'll bring up 3rd and 2.
Definitely in 2-down territory from now on out the rest of the game here for the Flyers. Down 16, 5 minutes to go.
3rd and 2. Ball at the 32. Sanderson takes a snap, looking for a quick throw. Nothing there. It's going to escape the pocket, being rushed, and
dropped.
Couldn't get it on the sideline. Incomplete. Up at about the 38-yard line. Trying to catch it before he went out of bounds. That was number 10, Cody Lofton. We haven't seen much of them target DeMarcus Kennedy much on the outside here. Scott came into the game with 27 catches, 7 TD. Fourth. They've got it marked for 1. 4th and 1. Sanderson takes a snap, going to be a quarterback run. Trying to get there, and I think he may be short. Hit right at the line of scrimmage. It'll depend on the spot on the forward momentum, but I think he's short.
The
Collins
guy,
players coming off the field celebrating.
The guy on the other side definitely got it short. Sonny cracked me up. He said he got a good spot.
Is that what he said?
You hear him?
No.
He announced it, too. Going to be close, folks. Got a good spot.
Really waiting for the change to come out for the official measurement here. I still think
I can't see the ball. I don't know. Big 78 got a big foot in the way.
Stretching the chains out here, and I think he's going to be short, and he is. And Franklin County will turn it over on downs, and with only 5:19 to go, see if Collins can't run this one out. So 1st and 10, Titan. Ball is at the 33-yard line. Going to have Lucas in the shotgun, along with Connor White. Lucas takes the snap, gives to White. Connor trying to stretch to the left side, cuts it back in the middle. Going to have a
hold
on the play in the middle of the Collins offensive line. Flag thrown at the 31-yard line. Good run again by Connor White. Good thing about this guy, he stretches it out far, but then really cuts it upfield hard.
Yeah, he did a good job of planting his foot.
5:11 to go. That was a hold on Collins. That'll back him up to the 46-yard line.
Sam Herod in the backfield.
So it's going to bring up 1st and
both the Collins, 22. Both the Collins starting running back are Nashawn and Leland, both a little banged up. So
hand it to Connor White. Connor, nice run to the outside, down to the 40, cuts inside to the 35, makes another man miss, still on his feet, down to the 30, inside the 30 to about the 29.
I tell you, the one thing that'll help Nashawn's leg get better quicker is the way Connor White's running the football.
Good run there on first down. 17-yard gain it was, and it'll bring up second and six.
Mm-hmm.
Clock continues to run here, under 4.5 to go. Franklin County still with two timeouts in their back pocket. Lucas takes a snap. He'll hand to White again. Same play, cuts it back inside. And ball is taken away from him by Kennedy, and he's tackled at the 40-yard line. White was going to the ground, and Kennedy just reached in there and took it away from him.
Keeps Franklin County in the game. Still down two scores, but Collins was really running a lot of clock right there.
4 minutes, 10 seconds to go in this one. We'll see Sanderson back at quarterback. We've seen three different guys line up in that position. But Sanderson will go with an empty backfield, five wide set. Takes the snap, and Ben's going to be sacked in the backfield by Leland Cardwell. Both Stone and Cardwell have been nearly unblockable.
Colton Alvey on that play there, too.
And I think Sanderson slow to get up.
He was sandwiched there between all three of those linemen. There's three, four, and all three of them had a piece there.
And Franklin County got to go quick.
And they're not in a big hurry. This guy here ain't got back to the line of scrimmage yet.
3:40 to go in this one, second and 13.
I'm just saying number eight was in slow.
Ball snapped over Sanderson's head. He'll go recover it and down it at the 25-yard line. Like I said, 25-yard line. And a lot of help here tonight.
I like it.
Third now and 25, but more importantly, this play here will take them easily under the three-minute mark. Collins leads 16 to nothing.
Frank County's still not in a big hurry. Number eight just got back to the line of scrimmage
sure
once again.
Collins just rushing three here. Throwing deep down the left side, and ball knocked away by Casey Warner.
Nice job.
And a big hit by Pookie Murphy on the back end of that.
Watch how long it takes number eight to get back to the line of scrimmage. They got to call a flag here?
No. Sanderson begging for a flag, and he may get one himself here the way he's acting in the middle of the field.
Frank can't worry more about number eight's more about Matt than he is lining up.
And we're going to have a flag, I think, on the receiver on the side here, number six, Jeremiah Green, talking to the Collins bench. And it's going to be unsportsmanlike penalty, which will be a half the distance penalty. 2:48 to go in this one. I'm really surprised Sanderson hasn't drawn a flag. He's been really animated out in the middle of the field.
Frank County coaches, Franklin County coaches out in the field here. I don't know what's going on.
You want to
explanation? Yeah, that word.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I can tell you what's going on. Yeah. You got to be explained. The team's out of control.
2:48 to go. 16-0. Collins leads it, and it's really been a huge defensive effort here for Collins tonight. We've mentioned a lot, Scott, Zach Stucker and Nick Eads, but, man, the defensive line, especially Jalen Stone and Leland Carwell, have been on their most plays, and they've rotated guys in on the other end. But, man, they've really played well here tonight.
Yeah, they have. They've a lot of good vibes here tonight, something that Collins has really needed after, a three-game losing streak.
Yep.
Come here with a big district game here tonight. Not over yet, but are we playing football? What are we doing here? I mean,
official making his way over here.
They might have thrown somebody out of the game. Number 18 going to the sideline. I bet he throws his helmet. Bet. Here it comes. Here it comes. I seen number 18 crying.
Hold on to
him. Has he still got it? I want to see a helmet talk.
We got a timeout in Franklin County.
Oh, good. Get out here in the open. I can see him throw.
So let's take a quick break as well. 16-0. Collins leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Be ready for nearly any task on your farm with a Case IH Farmall A-Series tractor from Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. These versatile performers are perfect for loading, baling, tilling, and mowing. And Farmall tractors are one of the best values out there, too. From their durable, fuel-efficient engines to their superior forward visibility and comfortable operator platform, the Case IH Farmall A tractors prove that you can cut costs without cutting corners. Visit
visit Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville today for more details. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
2:48 to go in this one. Collins leads it 16-0. And Franklin County coming out will be facing a 4th and 25. The last personal foul penalty, unsportsmanlike, was waved off. But Franklin County used their second of three timeouts here in the second half, so they've got one left to stop it. And pretty much ball game right here on this play here. 4th and 25 at the 25. Sanderson throwing it in the middle of the field and going to be picked off at midfield.
Look at these guys. Look at number three. Look at number three.
Ball picked off in midfield. Boogie probably been better off just dropping it.
That's all right.
That's all right. We'll take the pick. We've got two receivers on this side. Vance.
This is going to be a good.
Green.
This is going to be a good last 2 minutes and 41 seconds.
We both are questioning the decision of the quarterback.
This team's crazy right here.
So ball in midfield, 1st and 10, Titans. 2:41 to go in this one. We mentioned Franklin County with one timeout need to hold on to the football more than anything else right here. Lucas in the shotgun along with Connor White. Turns, he'll hand to Connor. Connor straight at the middle of the field. Nice run. Trying to strip it out of his arm. Still on his feet. Down to 25, to the 20, down to 10, down to 5, still on his feet. Touchdown, Titans!
Run! Connor White has taken this game over here in the fourth quarter.
He carried a man for the last 10 yards into the end zone trying to strip it out of his arms, but he would not be denied and takes it 50 yards for the Titans' touchdown.
He carried that guy better than Pickle carried Blake Shouse by coaching Cal Ripken.
Noah Bruner on for the extra point attempt.
Just get one if I want to eat.
Kick up and... good. 2:28 to go in this one. 23-0. Collins leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays, wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
At Zaxby's during our 25th anniversary, we're giving our fans a reason to celebrate with Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's 4 chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. So when you're finished enjoying that job promotion,
we're working through the weekend,
and your daughter's first musical recital, head down to Zaxby's for the Celebration Special Meal for a limited time. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
23-0. Collins leads it. And what a touchdown run that was by Connor White. 50 yards and carried the last defender 10 yards on his back, taking it in the end zone. I'm not sure what I'm more shocked of, Scott, after a week ago if Collins has scored 23 or Franklin County's got zero.
And yeah. Both are kind of shocking.
Yep. Noah Bruner set to kick it off once again. And he approaches and will kick this one away. Kicks it deep right in the middle of the field. Will be taken at his 8-yard line. Fumbled again by Rodriguez. He'll pitch it back to Vance. And he'll be upended inside the 10-yard line. Sam Harrod on the tackle for the Titans.
I said that whole linebacker crew, we haven't really mentioned Zachary Smith, but he's played well, too.
Really, the entire defense. He's not a guy on there. You saw Casey Warner on the last play. Makes a nice defensive play down the field. Sanderson back at quarterback for the Flyers. He takes a snap, dropping straight back, throws it out. And once again, a tackle by Zach Stucker.
Zach Stucker and Nick Eads both combined there, but Zach first hit.
It was Landon Hurst, a little crossing pattern middle of the field. Stucker just made the one-on-one tackle. Gain will go for,
I tell you what, you know,
just 3 yards.
When those two young men get as big, because those guys are about like Sam was built now, and then you see Sam now.
Oh, yeah.
When those two guys get as big as Sam is and they're seniors, that hit right there is going
to
hurt.
1:50 to go in this one, 2nd and 7. Sanderson takes it. Floats it out to Vance. Eads on the coverage. Gets by Eads. Circles to the middle of the field. He'll be short of the first down.
Nick held him up long enough for his help to get there.
Sam Harrod and Casey Warner along with Zach Smith, all there to clean things up. They'll give him yardage good enough for the first down. I thought he was going to be a little bit short. 1:30 to go in this one. 23-0. Collins leads it here. Sanderson dropping straight back in the pocket. Looking to throw, and this one will be complete to number two, Marks, and he'll be tackled at about the 36-yard line. Clock will stop on the first down until they move the chains. Leland looked like he wanted to break. Coach Lucas told him to go back in.
I mean, you can break in a minute and 10
seconds.
Yeah,
you got a minute and 10, Leland.
Some kind of another unsportsmanlike something or another. This guy's not marked off 30 yards. What in the world? It looked like he walked off 25 yards.
So this will take the ball into Collins territory down at the 47-yard line.
Anybody get a signal?
I didn't see. 1:05 to go. Clock continues to move. Sanderson drops back. Being pressured by Jalen Stone this time. Trying to dance around the pocket. Kyle Goff chasing him outside the pocket, and he'll just throw it incomplete up in the area of Denzel Vance. 56 seconds to go.
He did, finally. He was trying to stretch it out as long as he could.
Second and 10. Sanderson takes a snap. Going to throw it to the outside. This is complete. And I think he's going to get enough for the first down. Hurst.
We're under.
Or Lofton, I should say. That's Cody Lofton. Good for 10 yards and a first down. 47 seconds to go.
They used to call it 47 and
ball,
a half.
Clock stops. And now they'll restart it after they replace the ball. Sanderson, once again, middle of the field complete. Good another for about a 10-yard gain across the middle of the field. This one went to Kyle Stivers. Caught 17. Zach Janka. 35 seconds to go here. Sanderson looking to throw in the middle of the field and got Marks. And Marks this time will be short of the first down. 19 seconds to go. Franklin County trying to hurry up, and Leland down on the field, and they'll have to stop the clock.
Not going
to
call a timeout.
And Leland down and will be forced off, slowly making his way off the field. Back up on his feet anyway. But 11.8 seconds to go in this one. Collins leads 23-0. Very strong defensive game here for the Titans. It'll be second and two. They've reset the clock to 14 seconds.
See,
Leland made his way off.
Get this, keep his shutout here.
Sanderson takes a snap. Being chased and sacked from behind. Zach Stucker again. And that's going to be the last play of the ball game. And Zach Stucker had been out 2 weeks with a foot injury, but boy, he came back and made a heck of some plays tonight, Scott. Awful impressive about Stucker and Nick Eads, but Zach Stucker really controlled most of the second half tonight.
Yeah, he just good to have Zach back on the field.
So 23-0, Collins wins it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.